Hello, fellow human beings, and welcome to The Daily Bean, a daily podcast where I, Kyra, your friendly neighborhood bean enthusiast, spill the beans on beans. Today, I'm excited to announce our very first ever five-part series. This week, we will be doing a deep dive into a very special, very controversial bean. There's a lot to unpack about this bean that could not be canned into a three-minute episode. So, for the very first time, it's chickpea, aka garbanzo bean week. And this is where the controversy begins. Is it a bean? Is it a pea? Is it a chick? Well, it's definitely not a chick because chicks are baby chickens, but we don't have time to talk about chicks. We need to talk about chickpeas. So let's clarify this blurry line. Are chickpeas beans or are they peas? Well, the answer starts with the difference between beans and peas. As we know, both beans and peas are part of the legume family. However, one key difference is the way these plants grow. The pea plant, on one hand, has a hollow stem and their leaves form tendrils, those curly, thread-like stems that wrap around nearby supports. These are called twining leaves. Bean plants, on the other hand, have a more solid stem, called twining stems, which do the whole wrapping around the support thing for the plant. Chickpeas grow in more of a bush-like fashion and can support themselves, so they are more bean-like than pea-like in this way. Additionally, beans grow in the summer, whereas peas thrive in cold environments. Chickpeas are considered a cool season crop, but thrives in 50 to 80 degree Fahrenheit temps. A cool season crop makes me think chickpeas are peas, but being able to withstand up to 80 degrees Fahrenheit makes them more bean-like, so kind of 50-50. How about shape and color? Well, beans are generally kidney-shaped and peas are typically spherical. And beans can be classified by color, usually red, white, or speckled, whereas peas cannot be classified in this way. Okay, so chickpeas are spherical, so definitely a point for pea. But chickpeas don't really come in other colors, so hard to say where they land on the bean-pea spectrum. So, if you ask me, is a chickpea a pea or a bean? I would say yes. I think it's sort of the best of both worlds. The chickpea, or the garbanzo bean, cannot be bound into a single category. And I think we can learn a thing or two from this gray area legume. Namely, don't limit yourself, or put yourself in a box. And I mean, that's not great advice from a bean because they come in cans, but you kind of get what I'm saying. Well, that's all the time we have on The Daily Bean. I'm Kyra, your host and friendly neighborhood bean enthusiast. It's been great, and thanks for listening.